Hello and thanks for watching Proactive New York. Alkaline Fuel Cell Power Corp says its PowerFlow brand is advancing an estimated $2.2 million combined heat and power project for a condominium in Midtown Toronto in Canada. Joining the details is CEO Frank Carnevale. Frank, good to speak with you again.
You too, Stephen.
So tell us about the deal and the significance of it for the company.
Yeah, it's a great deal. A few months ago, Alkaline Fuel Cell Power acquired a number of projects, a project, an operating project, and a pipeline of projects from AI Renewables. And this is the first project that we are executing on, moving on from the other one that we acquired that is operational already. So we're excited to be moving on it. The contract was signed over a year ago with the previous owners of the company, and we've since acquired it, moved on that contract, and now we're expending money on the next few components of executing it.
So the deal is expected to generate more than $16 million in revenue over the lifetime of the agreement. Are other deals like this also in the pipeline and going to come to fruition, Frank?
Yes, this is exactly what we acquired. So there are, projects will come and go of that pipeline of $50 million worth of projects. This is the next one up. In general, the projects do look, act, and smell the same. They're baseload power. So these units run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week over the lifespan of these contracts. That's generally how they're designed. They give a discount to the, in this case, the condo corporation, based on what they would have paid if they purchase the power from the local electric utility. And we also generate revenue off providing the heat to the company or the condo corporation from the excess heat from the process. They generally look the same. The returns look pretty similar. And over the course of, it'll take about a year to get this project to commercial operation date, which it starts operations. And this one has a 25-year contract on it. So we are pretty excited. And generally, a lot of them look the same.
So, I mean, obviously, one of the benefits for the Condo Corp is the discounted rate it gets this power at. Do you manage it for the do you manage the power supply for the lifetime of the contract, or does that go to a third party?
Well, we own the contract. We have the assets. There's an eventual, in most cases, likely a transfer over of the asset to the condo corporation or to the site customer. We control the operations and maintenance contract. We outsource that. We maintain all the components to keep that unit running and keep its uptime up, or we don't generate money. So we're pretty much incented to ensure that that's humming along nicely over the 25 years.
Frank, how will you fund the installation of these CHP systems?
So in general, the way that these types of power projects require their funding is generally around 20% of the capital that's required for the project would be equity from equity towards the project, and the rest would be senior non-recourse debt on the project. So we're moving through a process to bring in additional project debt on it, but at this stage, we were confident and comfortable to move ahead and using our own cash flow to execute some of the earlier components. And one of them is a critical one. It's really the connection impacts study with the local electric utility to ensure, which we're comfortable, but to have that piece of paper that says we can move ahead and some engineering design. So we really wanted to hit the ground running and move on with some of the components to get this project built.
Hey Frank, you were out with second quarter results this week, and you did talk about, or you reiterated your focus on diversification of projects for the company. In fact, we spoke last week about you developing fuel cells for the backup generator market. So this really speaks to your strategy, doesn't it?
I mean, it does. We were looking at, and when the acquisition of this company came about, is really about the diversification of revenue streams. So the revenue from the fuel cell business in Europe will take, more years to really achieve the here's the final product commercialization and bring that to market. Although it will be exciting, and we will talk about that further some other time, that's going to take some time. And so the investment in this combined heat power business was meant to deploy capital, yes, and build up our asset base, which is important, and really probably grow, against leverage the value of that asset base, but generate the revenue. So these projects, this one is a good example. It will take about a year to get operational, but then it starts generating revenue for that individual special purpose vehicle. And then those earnings from that get contributed back to the parent, and we use that against our other burn. We already have an existing operating asset in Toronto as well. And that is now in our Q2 financials that we do have some revenue. It was a partial, the acquisition occurred in the middle of Q2. So we have some revenue finally in our financials from that. So we're excited to prove to people that it's starting to work. We're starting to generate that revenue and we'll reach a point where that's a significant contribution to the company.
Frank, I'm sure we're going to be chatting again very soon. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Stephen. Have a good day.
Frank Carnevale is the CEO of Alkaline Fuel Cell Power.